Good morning. It is July 14th, 2014. The time is 05:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York, where I live and reside on this Monday morning, a day off for me. I'm out here on the back porch with Admiral Jack, my feline friend, the cat of the family, part of the family, along with a cup of coffee this morning. Why I am up, I don't know, because I'm on a day off. I should be sleeping in a little bit, and I'm out here on the back porch, and there's a robin you can hear singing in the background. A bird's version of tweeting this morning. And it is a foggy morning, as you can see from the audio art that I have posted with this voice. There I go again. If I'm over on VoiceBo, I think I'm doing an audio bow. If I'm here on AudioBo, I'm thinking I'm doing a VoiceBo. I'm doing both audio platforms for this month, for this Audio Zoo summer. And the fog this morning, the robins, they usually come out and sing quite often when it's foggy out. I'm not sure why. We did have some storms that rolled through the area last night, and we did have tornado warnings once again this week. And no tornadoes reported, though the conditions, that's the thing. If you have a tornado warning, it's the conditions are present to have a tornado forming. And I think a tornado watch is there's an actual tornado down on the ground. And I think those warnings are the same as when I was out in Kansas. Of course, I were out there for 2 or 3 years while I was in the service at McConnell Air Force Base. So I did have a chance to see a few tornadoes. And believe me, they're scarier watching from a distance. And then I've also been through a wall cloud, so I know what that sounds like with the damage around resulting from a wall cloud. That's the front that's moving through that is part of the tornado and stuff. I have never actually been in the damage zone of a tornado, but a wall cloud from a possible thunderstorm that does come through, it has some very damaging hail. I think both our cars at the time, they were pelted every square inch with dents from the hail that fell down. And when I took it to the cars to the insurance adjusters, the only difference from my car compared to the person that was in line, because they had to bring, if I remember right, they brought insurance adjusters in from other states, that these other cars had their windows out. And when it was my turn, they didn't total my car because my windows weren't out. So I said, well, give me a minute. I'll drive around the block and find a baseball bat. And they said, no, you can't do that. But the repairs were very, very good, to where you couldn't even tell, literally could not tell that there was any hail damage with the technology at the time, and probably more advanced now. We're talking way over, 20 years ago when I was out there in Kansas. Very nice state. But this morning we do have the fog out there on the cornfield, as well as a moon that is setting this morning. Of course, this past weekend we did have the super moon, and I had a chance to see that both Friday and Saturday. It was sort of odd that I think Friday the moon rose at about 7:43, and then that following Saturday, or the next night, Saturday night, it was not until about 9 or something like that I seen it rising. So I thought that was a little odd, but it was pretty neat seeing the super moon, full moon, the second one for this year. I guess there's going to be three. There was one back in February or March, and then there was one this past weekend. So there should be another one before the end of the year. And so just a little adjustments. Of course, with this fog this morning, with the month half over, we're getting close to going into another month. And the month of August, there's a, I don't know, wise tale or farmer's tale of some sort, that during the month of August, whenever it's foggy like it is this morning, you take a pebble and you put it in a jar. And I guess for the whole month of August, for the amount of pebbles you have for when it's foggy in the morning, and I mean literally foggy like it is in the picture, that number of pebbles in that jar will be the number of snowstorms. So I'm thinking about gathering up some pebbles maybe today, because I was thinking about doing this last year and I didn't do it. Local radio station does this, so I'm going to try and keep tabs, and maybe that'll be good content for audios in August. How many pebbles are in the jar here in the southern tier of New York, upstate New York, that is, along the New York-Pennsylvania border, Tioga County. That's my home. And just thinking that I have lived here, this is going on, what, 17 years? Yeah, 17 years since I've been out of the United States Air Force. So it is definitely home, and I like sharing my home with you all out there in the audio community, here on audio, as far as talking about it. I know there's others that talk about their homes and the area they live in, and that's I got talking about audio yesterday on yesterday's audio boo, that it gives a small window that we're letting others listen to, I guess. If you can listen to a window, you'll usually look out a window, but in this case, for audio, your window is your audio. So, and not that much road traffic for a Monday morning here, which is surprising. You can hear the distant highway there with some traffic. Of course, I don't have to go in, and again, why I'm not laying down, I'm starting with the coffee already, so I'm up for the day. Of course, I have a doctor's appointment here, an early doctor's appointment I forgot about, and thankfully enough, they have the automated telephone reminder to remind you. And the missus asked me the other day, "Do you have a doctor's appointment on your calendar?" I look, I said, "No." And well, they're calling saying you did, so I had to get online to check the hospital appointment thing. They have this app that you can check your appointments if you have any scheduled. And sure enough, I did, and it's like, oh wow, I forgot. And just a routine scheduled appointment for some checking of things, and which just going to eat up a little bit of my time this morning that I could otherwise been just sort of kicking back. Of course, that means I'll be able to have an afternoon nap this afternoon. So I'm getting my day started here in the southern tier of New York, and I hope you all are having a good start to your day, a start to your week. This is actually the end of my week. This is my Saturday because I'm off today and tomorrow. Today's my Saturday and tomorrow's my Sunday. So I'll be doing a few things here, and you all have a good one wherever you may be out there, and live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace. As I finish my coffee out here on the porch. Take care.